All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Google recently launched the Inactive Account Manager, a euphemistic name for a tool that gives its users choices about what to do with their data after they die. It reminded me that when I made a will not too long ago, my lawyer and I discussed money and property, but we didn't talk about all the intangible things, like what will happen to all my old emails, my documents, or Facebook account. And can we pass them on? Who actually owns our digital stuff? Stan Alcorn reports on how to prepare for the end online.
Dr. Stephen Kelly has only 28 Facebook friends, but when he logs into his son John's account, he has more than 1,000. He only does it once or twice a year on special occasions, like John's birthday, and the day before I spoke with him, which was the second anniversary of John's suicide.
It's a little bit, unusual. I do leave a message. I post a message from us, just thanking people for remembering him.
The message appears to come from John, but Dr. Kelly signs it himself.
Let me just get it exactly. I have to get online for a second.
He also reads messages that others leave for his son, like this one from an organization that John volunteered with to try to stop war crimes in Africa.
2 years ago, one of our own, John Kelly, lost his battle with OCD. He fought it for so many years, not wanting his condition to prevent him from loving and supporting others. John, we miss you so much. We are deeply thankful that we got to know you and seek justice alongside of you. So, things like that come up.
Dr. Kelly is only able to stay in touch like this because he was able to guess John's password. It was lucky, but it may also be illegal.
It's not an approach I recommend at all.
Jim Lamb is an estate planning lawyer and an expert in digital assets.
Do people do this? Yes, because it's easy and people think they're not going to get caught, and they may be right. I can't advise people to potentially break the law.
The police are not going after Dr. Kelly. But there is a legal distinction that separates your real-world property from your digital property. Decades-old computer privacy laws.
If somebody passes away without clearly authorizing somebody else, giving them lawful consent is the terminology, Facebook and others are taking the position that that's private and they aren't going to give it to you.
This isn't just an academic issue. Facebook successfully used this privacy law in court to avoid turning over the account information of a British model after her death. And it doesn't stop there.
Even if I leave my password to my spouse or my personal representative of my estate, I may be violating my contract with Facebook.
Accounts with Google and Facebook aren't just different because they're digital. They're different because they're not really yours. And if you violate your contract with those companies, you could be guilty of violating the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It seems like a legal mess. But to an entrepreneur, every mess is an opportunity. At Internet Media Labs in the Flatiron District, 17 companies share a big open office. One of them is AfterSteps. It's kind of like TurboTax, but for death.
Okay, so I'll take you through?
Sure.
All right.
Jessica Bloomgarden, the company's founder, and I walked through the process. We could upload my will, choose a healthcare proxy. We could even pick the music and speakers for my funeral.
Sounds kind of ironic, but you can actually have a little bit of fun planning this now.
And then there's the section for digital accounts. Bloomgarden reads the instructions.
So with more and more of our lives moving online, recording your digital assets is becoming increasingly important. Add your digital account usernames and passwords below so that your family can cancel, delete, or update them as you instruct.
She knows that's against a lot of online providers' policies.
So it's really more about giving that person options as opposed to adhering to whatever policies, these organizations or companies are setting.
Those policies may be starting to change. Google recently announced a kind of digital estate planner. You can set it to delete your data or to share it with your friends or family after your account's been inactive for a while. And there are efforts to modernize those out-of-date laws, too, both at the national level and here in New York. But if they succeed and make it easier for relatives to access all of our digital accounts, we'll probably want to give a little bit more thought to what we're leaving behind online.
I don't think my parents are going to spend a lot of time going through my email. Now you have me concerned. I'm going to go through all my old emails. No, I think it's fine.
For WNYC, I'm Stan Alcorn.
Anil Dash calls himself an entrepreneur, writer, and geek living in New York City. In tech circles, he's extremely well-known and considered a web pioneer. We asked him what he thought of Google's new, inartfully named, Inactive Account Manager.
It's a great step. You know, there's the first important part is you have somebody in the technology industry talking about real life and the fact that death is part of it and birth is part of it and people with different physical abilities are part of it. That's incredible. That's a huge maturity for the industry to reckon with, and it's really important. You know, at a practical level, my digital assets are among the most important artifacts of me. You know, I have a little boy, and I think a lot about the things he's going to judge me by and look at when I'm gone is going to be the things I've written. You know, right? What is already 15 years of writing my blog, and hopefully will be 75 years of writing my blog by the time I'm gone, he's going to be able to look at and say, this is who Dad was and how he evolved and how he changed. That's as important an artifact as anything else we would do. And we knew this hundreds of years ago. When the founding fathers wrote letters to each other, they knew those letters would be published posthumously. They knew those would be the record of their intellectual thinking. They knew this was a declaration of who they were as people. And this is just that cycle coming back around again 250 years later of people saying who I wrote to, what I wrote to them is a record of who I was and should be treated with that kind of respect.
Anil recently wrote a blog post that got a huge response with over 4,500 likes and tweets. It's called The Web We Lost.
First thing that happens in Silicon Valley when they declare success for somebody that makes a startup is, well, we got bought by Facebook and we're going to shut down our service in a month and we're rich now, but by the way, we're going to delete your wedding photos, right? And it happens over and over and over. And it could be bought by Twitter. It could be bought by Google. But that idea that you just delete somebody's content as a matter of course is anathema to, I think, the values of the early social web, where it was treating with some reverence the fact that we've got people's baby pictures and wedding photos and even the trivial moments that you don't know if they matter later.
You can hear my full interview with Anil online and why he thinks a core ethic of the early web is dead at newtechcity.org. And we want to know, do you pay attention to terms of service when you download an app, or do you just kind of hope for the best? Tell us, of course, on Twitter. We're at New Tech City. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.